on RN, you're listening to The Rhythm Divine, where spirituality meets music, with Jeff Wood.
Klezmer means musical instrument. In translation, klezmer, it's two words meaning vessel of song. It was part of one of the most important rituals in Jewish life, which was the wedding. And klezmorim, plural of klezmer, were de rigueur at every Jewish wedding.
The story of klezmer, Jewish roots music, according to Ilana Kravitz, fiddle player with the London Klezmer Quartet, our special guests here on The Rhythm Divine. G'day, great to have your company as we celebrate Pesach, the Jewish festival, also known as Passover, which begins this week, with a specially themed live session from the London Klezmer Quartet, who are currently in the country. Well, they may not be playing many sacred venues in Australia, but the London Klezmer Quartet do perform music with a deep spiritual connection. Music that began in the shtetls or villages of Eastern Europe in the 18th century. Klezmer was developed by Orthodox Jews known as Hasidim to evoke an ecstatic communion with God. It's a celebratory music laced with melancholy that's now become a popular form of Jewish roots music right around the world. And with Pesach, or Passover, beginning this week, I invited the quartet to join us in the studio to celebrate the occasion with music. Two medleys arranged by the band specially for The Rhythm Divine, themed around Pesach, the Jewish festival commemorating the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt after generations of slavery, led by their prophet, Moses.
Hi, we're the London Klezmer Quartet, and we're here to play you some Eastern European Jewish folk music. The musicians would have been professionals, like ourselves, and they would have played at every single happy occasion, notably weddings. It's mostly dance music. But today we're playing something special. We've got Susie on clarinet, Carol on accordion, and Indra on double bass. I'm Ilana, and I play the fiddle, and we're going to be playing you some Pesach melodies, Passover, and that's the traditional Jewish celebration. It was Jesus's Last Supper, if you want to look at it that way. And the melodies we play are traditional songs that are sung at this time of year at something called the Seder, which is the supper that we have, where we tell the story of how the Jewish people were slaves in the land of Israel, and Moses led them out through the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army was drowned. Then we wandered in the desert for 40 years before finally coming into the Promised Land. So you'll hear the wandering, and then you'll hear a song that you might recognise. And finally we play an old Hasidic tune about Moses.
Israel was in Egypt's land, oppressed so hard they could not stand. So the Lord said, go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land, tell those pharaohs to let my people go. So Moses went to Egypt land, let my people go. He made those pharaohs understand, let my people go. And the Lord said, go down, Moses, Pharaohs, to let my people go. the Lord, bold Moses said, let my people go. If not, we'll smite your firstborn's dead. Let my people go. And the Lord said, go down, Moses.
The London Klezmer Quartet on The Rhythm Divine, and we're bringing you Eastern European Jewish music. It's based around modes, special scales, and you can hear particular ornamentation that we do for this kind of folk music. And we are going to play you another medley of songs for Passover. The first one is a tune which is usually sung by the youngest person assembled at the dinner table, and they ask questions, why is this night special? And then the adults explain to them, because this night we're using salt water, which represents the tears shed by the Jewish people when they were in slavery, etc., etc. So that's the first tune. And then the second tune is a tune about a goat. It's Only One Kid, and it's a sort of counting song. And we've klezed it up a little. You'll hear what we mean when we do that.
Thank you.
They're not only great musicians, but they're great fun to be around. The London Klezmer Quartet. Finishing with a traditional klezmer tune, Chad Gaya. Following Ma Nishtana, or Four Questions, referring to the four questions asked and sung during the Passover Seder or meal. Ilana Kravitz was our guide this week, violin player with the quartet, along with Susie Evans on clarinet, Carol Isaac's accordion, and double bass player Indra Burachevska, who sang a klezmerised version of Go Down Moses in the first of those two sets. They do have a new album out, Welcome to Butterfield Green N16, but they're still on the road, so if you're quick, you can catch the London Klezmer Quartet with dates in Melbourne and at the National Folk Festival in Canberra over the Easter weekend. And I'll have their tour details online at abc.net.au/radionational. And while you're there, you can also download both of those Pesach medleys, specially arranged for the Rhythm Divine. And check out the Radio National YouTube channel in the coming weeks for some vision of the London Klezmer Quartet in the studio. And on RN, that's the Rhythm Divine.